Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I want to ask you a question. Can you remember anybody that you know that talks a lot? That's not bad. I want to talk about this. If you're going to say something good. You know, everybody talks. So if you're going to talk or say something, I mean, why say bad things? Or why call in things that are bad when you can call in things that are good? Or just say something good. And I love doing that because I like the joy of the Lord. It's the strength that God gives me that's in you and in me. And all we have to do is just say good things. So, you know, when somebody starts to talk about this bad stuff, I said, excuse me, since we're talking, let's talk about something good. Tell me something good. I like them old songs. I'm always getting these old songs in my mind. Here's a wonderful scripture. Maybe you're at the end of your life. Ah, what do I say about that? Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you don't want to die, don't. Let that sink for a second. Let that sink for a second. The scripture and the word of God is true. It says death and life is in the power of the tongue. They that love it. What do you love? Now, if you're ready to go, boom, get out of here and go there. Nothing wrong with it because that's something good. Because your will is right when you're standing before God Almighty. But if you like to stay a little longer, that's all up to you also. Yeah, but I got cancer. Cancer's got a name, and everything names got to bow at the name of Jesus. See, we use the word against these things, just like doctors use chemo and all the different other things to combat these diseases that are designed to kill you. Here's another verse, Romans chapter 15, verse 14. What are we talking about? If you're going to say something good. Look at this, Romans 15, verse 14. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. So when I talk to people, I like to encourage them. I remember Jerry Seville. He's in heaven now. He was one of my greatest friends. Should have been a brother of mine. I'm telling you. He said, Jesse, you're such an encourager. Well, if I'm going to say something, I want to say something good. Why not? I love encouraging people. I hate discouragement. I don't like depression, despondency. I don't like any of that. I don't like poverty because it's a curse, and yet the church accepts it like it's some blessing trying to teach you something. You see, that's not right. When you get to heaven, you're not going to find any poverty at all. But yet the scripture says His will be done right here as it is in heaven. So there shouldn't be poverty here. Now, does that make sense to anybody listening to me? I mean, when we're going to believe this word of God? When? It frustrates me sometimes. Because when? Are we going to wait another millennium? Or are we going to wait another century? My God, man. And I don't mean this to sound arrogant. I don't need a preacher to stir me up. I stir myself up in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I just like that. What a blessing. So if you're going to say something good. So if somebody's bothering you and you really want to nail them to the wall, and who don't, and knows that, including Jesse. Sometimes I want to say, I want to make you an offer. You don't refuse. I get enough of that stuff. But I say, well, you know, let me look for the good things. Because everybody has some goodness somewhere in them other than Satan himself or demons and things of that nature. So I mean that sincerely. You're going to say something good. So I'd rather say this, by His stripes, I'm healed. I'm not denying a sickness. I'm not denying pain. I'm just saying what I want instead of what I have. I'd rather say, I got so many bills, I don't know what to do. Well, bills are controlling you. Won't you let the Word of God control you? He says, oh, no man anything but to love Him. So if you're going to say something, say, I have these bills, but I'm going debt-free. I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to receive the Word of God, and I don't care how much money you owe in that house. I don't care if you signed a 30-year mortgage or whatever. It don't make no difference to God. You can ask Him for trillions. That no more shake up God and a man and the moon. Shakes up the world, though, don't it? So if you hear Jesse the Plans, you normally hear him saying something good. That doesn't mean I hadn't said something bad. That's true. You know, I'm just as human as anybody. But if you're going to say something good and let that goodness flow out of you. Because God created you. And you know what? He made you a creator too. You got His DNA. So create some good words for somebody to hear today. Faith that fact. And watch the miracle of God take place in your life. Thank you for watching me today. See you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.